Namaste. Blessings to you and your day and everyone you know and everyone you will meet. Blessings. Change is an interesting thing, isn't it? We used to be babies. For that matter, we used to be a zygote. And we've changed. We see change all the time in every way. Even how we use our language, right? How we use language. What a word used to mean, what a word means colloquially. Now, new words that we learn. Words that fall out of our vernacular, our personal repertoire. Change. The garden produced two cabbages that are perfect size for me. They're not huge, in other words. And, what do you do besides sauerkraut with cabbage? I mean, that's how my mind works. Well, other than sauerkraut, you might have all kinds of ideas about it. Excuse me. So you go to YouTube, right? The proverbial source. What do you do for cabbage? I'm telling you, there's good things you can do with cabbage, and I've been making one of them. Change. This is change. I didn't know how to make this thing. It was super, it was pretty easy, pretty easy. And it's going to be part of my cooking repertoire. Change. So we smile with it. Change can feel really threatening if we're fixated about how things should be and used to be, and we want them to be, and all that kind of thing. Change can feel really threatening. No, changes. We used to be a zygote, and now we're not. Change is how we got here. Change is all the time. And really, recognizing that fact, the change is the constant. Change is the constant. That's a fact. Things staying the same, that's nothing but creative imagination. And that's a fact. So we smile with it. We smile with it as the seasons are reminding that us of that. There's any number of examples that any of us could call to mind. Remind us, change, ephemeral, transitory, is the only constant in our lives. It's constant around us, inside us. We grow because of it. We learn because of it. We can move on from whatever situation. But we are in constant change. And because of that tells us we can change always for the good, always for liberation. In small ways, small liberation, Like, I didn't know what to do with this cabbage. Do I want to call it suffering? No, of course not. But I really didn't know what to do with this cabbage, and now I do. I'm liberated from not knowing. And what that happens for each of us constantly. How marvelous. We smile with that. And we smile with that because it's the truth. I feel like it might be helpful to just put it out there. This is being said by a person that now cannot physically take one step. Not one full step without an assistive device, a walker, a handrail, something like that. And I used to climb mountains. Used to do annually, do the Walk for Hunger in Boston when it was 20 miles. So change, and really, it's the fact. And no emotion needs to be around it. Most change. And when we have an emotion, we have choice about that. I'm really happy to now know what to do with the cabbage. Really happy. I have a happiness when I look in the garden or take a photo of the asters and the seeds all around, because that aster is going to turn to the seeds in the bottom of the picture. And that means there'll be asters next year. Change. And when we invite change, wow, that's really powerful. And when we are smiling with the change and changes in our lives, in our minds, in our habits, in our consciousness. Wow, that's really powerful to smile with that. So we do smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Because certainly breath tells us that. Breath in, breath out. It's never the same breath. It's never the same air. And this body isn't the same 1 minute to the next, not physiologically. Cells are dying, cells are birthing. And we can experience and are experiencing now the soft openness that is in our mind and is the nature of our mind. Because we've done a little contemplation on the front end, and that contemplation naturally, softens fixations, softens, opens, makes malleable those ideas that we all have about how things should be and can be, and any idea. And so then when we pause, there's a soft mind. Because we've softened it through contemplation, through musing and reflecting. And what a marvelous change that is in our mind, in our common mind, to go from ferreting and concrete and just stuck on something to soft and malleable and open. And if we lift a little, change, we can do that. Lift our awareness a little. Not only is it open, now it's bright, luminous, completely spacious. And we can deepen into that, and with full trust and confidence that that quality is inside everyone. How do we know that? Because all beings are equal to ourselves. And that by resonance, it's emanating and vibrating and tincturing the world from the group field and all others who are right now meditating. It's all added. And right now, this spacious, luminous clarity might help someone in the moment recognize change and let go of a troublesome thought or habituated action. So we lift. We take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings. Breathing with Mother Earth. Love you all. Create your day. Know that it will be a day of change. And smile. We smile with that. Love you.